Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, people who follow the career of the great Daniel O'Donnell on social media would have been terrified over the last few days, because you might have seen rumours circulating that Daniel was unwell and needed your help, your financial help. Well, I'm delighted to say Daniel joins me now on the line. Daniel, you're very, very welcome to the show. I mean, people are going to be so relieved to hear you're well.
I know. Recently, there's been a funny kind of a scam going on. Not funny, I suppose, but an unusual scam going on saying that I'm very sick. And I'm not, obviously. I'm great. But it's good to get the chance to be seen and be heard and live on live radio.
It's like that great line, rumours of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
I know. it's really terrible, this business of scamming and how far these scammers will go, you know, to try and get some inroads to people. And I think ultimately the whole thing is that they will get money out of people. I think that's the end result all the time.
And have you found yourself subject to these scams before?
Oh, yeah, they've been going on. Now, nothing like this that, you know, that's so saying that I'm sick in hospital. I mean, one went up as if it was me writing, and then the other one went up as if it was Margaret, my sister, writing about me. And the others that have been sort of just people saying that they're me and thanks for you. If somebody put up, say there was a post put up on our Facebook page about me going to do a show or me going to do something, then almost immediately there would be a fake page put up as if it was me answering. And then saying, if you want a meet and greet, or if you want this, or if you want that, private message me, and or if you want to talk to me privately, you know, it's just really to get hold of people. And once I think they get them away from that site, when you private message, I think then they can converse with you in a different way or a different place. And I think ultimately they eventually ask for money, you know. Sometimes it's for meet and greets, which I don't do. I do, but I don't charge. And, you know, I meet people after the shows all the time, but there's no, you know, arranging it or charging for it. It's just something that I have always done. So these kind of things have been going on for a while. And but this one, latest one kind of is a bit more. I'm actually visible in a hospital bed. My face is obviously on somebody else's body.
They're very sinister, aren't they, really? The idea that somebody is monitoring your official Facebook accounts and everything, waiting for posts.
Well, it's a shame, really, because they're taking advantage of people, you know. And we try, or I try to not that I don't put things up, but if they tell me that there's things on, I will do a video explaining that it's not me, as I did this time, just saying that I'm fine and it's not me, and don't engage, and above all, don't send money, no matter who or what you're talking to. You know, don't send money. It's that's so important.
I mean, there's so many of them. I know, not just scams about you, other celebrities and well-known people, and just your bog standard scam. Every day, I don't know about you, Daniel, but my phone, every day I'll get a text message or a WhatsApp message or something that isn't genuine.
Yeah. You just need to be so careful now. And it's hard to be careful all the time. You know, sometimes you just get caught off guard and it's very easy. But in relation to somebody that you're, you know, a fan of, or, you know, that kind of thing, you don't need to rush into that. You know, you don't need to rush into anything. But, you know, sometimes you might get a message and you're expecting something to be delivered, and it's from the person that you're getting the delivery from, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of this, and maybe you realise then this is not legitimate at all. So you just need to take a breath before you answer anything now, and just look at it and say, could this be a scam? Unfortunately, that's the reality of it. Could this be a scam?
So the message I got suggesting Daniel O'Donnell is going to service my gas boiler, I should ignore it, should I?
I know, you should ignore that one, definitely. I've stopped that. I lost my licence.
Well, listen, you're busy. I was looking at the tour schedule. I mean, you're flat out at the moment.
Well, we're starting back in May.
Yeah,
we start off in England, or in the UK with some dates in England and Scotland. And then we're in Ireland. Magella's here. She's out and she's making more noise than you'd make in a, I don't know what.
What's she doing?
She's breaking bottles or something. I don't know what she's doing. Putting plastic into recycling.
You have to get your frustrations out some way, Daniel, you know.
Anyway, we're starting off in the UK, and then we're in Ireland in May. We have 5 shows. We're in Wexford and Derry and Armagh and Carrick and Shannon and Bundoran, and we're somewhere else too. I can't remember the other place.
And then you're in the UK, I think, in the autumn, isn't it?
We're in the UK. We're in Killarney then at the end of August. We have 3 nights in Killarney at the INEC Arena at the Glen Eagles Hotel there, or the Glen Eagle Hotel. And we're in America in May. We go to America after we finish in Ireland in May. We're in America. Yes, but I'm not killing myself. I mean, over the summer, I have a good bit of free time. I am at Letterkenny, just to let people know, for the Relay for Life on the 24th and 25th, starting at 4 o'clock on the 24th for 24 hours. Relay for Life fundraiser. Magella and I will be there. I'll be doing a bit of singing on the Sunday at 2 o'clock. So if people can come along to that, there's no charge. But, you know, donations obviously on the day are very gratefully accepted. And I'll be at the Mary from Dunloe too. That's another thing that I'm involved in. But as far as day-to-day things, I'm not killing myself over the summer. There'll be a good bit of golf and Critch Island and different things. I'm playing at the Pro-Am at the Legends too, down in Mount Juliet.
Oh, lovely.
That's in the middle of the tour, so God knows what kind of shape I'll be in. The golf sometimes is not great, but it's good fun.
Well, I'm playing in Mount Juliet myself next weekend now, so I'll have a word with the greenkeepers. I'll say, Daniel,
tell them that I'm coming with the bucket and spade.
Cut the rough short. I'll say, cut the rough short that weekend for the Pro-Am, will you? Are you looking forward? Are you going to watch the Masters this week?
I will. I really enjoy the golf. I mean, I'm not a great golfer, but I enjoy playing, and I love, of course, watching. I hope to God Rory does well, or Lowry, or some of the guys from home. But it'll be great. It's lovely when they're up there at the top. Of course, sure. We're flying on the Donegal one last Sunday now. This is the start of the championship. So it's great to have the sport to follow. It's a great lift for people.
Yeah, Jim McGuinness going to do it with Donegal again.
Well, sure, listen, once you're in, you might want. And as long as, you know, the fact of the matter is that they give great entertainment to the county and everybody in it. And I think all counties are the same, be it hurling or football.
Oh, you get a great lift, don't you?
When your team is in it, and, you know, whatever length they go, I mean, we'd love to see them taking Sam back to Donegal, and we have no reason to think they couldn't. I mean, they're good enough. And so we'll be with them all the way, whatever that means.
You're not one of these purists now who's against the new rules, I hope. Like, 125 Donegal scored last weekend. I was saying to people in here, I watched an hour of football, Donegal playing Dublin in Ballybuffet back in January. Now, I can tell you, Daniel, for a man from Kilkenny to watch an hour of Gaelic football in January from Ballybuffet, that's some testament to the new rules.
Yeah, it seems to. I just have to get kind of used to them. I don't know. This, the two-pointer, I don't know exactly. I should read up on it. I'm not sure where they have to be or how far out they have to be for this two-point thing. But it fairly changes the scoring, you know. If there's a few two-pointers, it can get rid of a big deficit very quickly.
Yeah, it can. Well, listen, we wish Donegal the best of luck. Having beat Derry last weekend, we wish you the best of luck with the touring and the golf. Like I say, Daniel, I'll have a word about the length of the rough in Mount Julius next
week. I pity them because they'll be filling holes for about a month after me.
Listen, it's been a real, real pleasure, Daniel. Thanks a million for chatting to us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Cian. Bye-bye.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.